Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Come now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, as I like to do, whenever I can, we are going to talk with writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
Well, you wrote something, and I'm dying to get into this. I've been waiting for this hour to come. I spoke with Dean, and I said, have you noticed what's happening in Beverly Hills? And I asked him if he's going to write anything about it. At the time, it was he did not know. But you have. So what did you find out about Beverly Hills and new people wanting to become gun owners and such?
Well, what I found out is that when people who claim to have been anti-gun for long periods of time face actual danger or threats themselves, they realize that guns can be very useful things. And their attitude changes. And so that's what we had happen in Beverly Hills, at least for some people, maybe not everyone, and maybe not all the time. But some people interviewed in Beverly Hills were said that, you know, I used to be just reflexively anti-gun. I used to hate the idea of gun. And then when they had a mob at their door and violent crime happening close by, they rethought their decision about being anti-gun and decided that maybe they needed to get some guns. And it's the old saying of, you know, a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged. And that's what's going on here. And it was kind of fun because you get the impression that they were anti-gun without really thinking about it because, well, that, you know, that's the way everybody is. If you're with the right people, you know, the right people always are anti-gun, I guess, until they aren't. So that's what seems to have happened in Beverly Hills. And what's kind of funny is they say, you know, we suddenly, when it looked like I might be threatened, I needed to learn about guns and get guns, and that guns are effective. And for about 400 years, I don't think that was hardly ever questioned.
Right.
You know, from, say, about 1500 till about 1900, the understanding of guns was they're effective tools, effective weapons, you know, to help you increase your power, deliver power at a distance, stop people and animals from doing things you don't want them to do. And it only seems to have been about from 1900 or thereabouts where we got some people espousing this idea that you are more at risk by having a gun than you are by not having one. And it's a novel theory. It only happens, or is even suggested, when people are in very, very safe conditions, mostly because other people have guns and are willing to use them. And when you have imminent danger, that theory just doesn't exist. People don't use it, don't consider it, because when you actually need guns to defend yourself, your family, your home, your community, your nation, most people go, oh, yeah, it's obvious. There are good things to have. And I think it's a theory that was just put out there as a way of giving some reason why people in power want to keep other people from having guns. And that's what we've seen here in Beverly Hills. There, you know, I want to have a gun when I need one. I don't know if they will change their attitude about other people having guns, since they seem perfectly willing to want to restrict people from having guns as long as they themselves were not threats. So that's how I view it. And of course, you know, guns have always been, oh yeah, that's why the whole idea of the Second Amendment, and it was in the Federalist that's talked about, which was part of the papers that were published as part of the debate on whether to ratify the Constitution. You know, I think it was James Madison. I'd have to check, but in Federalist number 46, they said besides the advantage of being armed, which Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms a barrier against the enterprise of ambition, more insurmountable than any which a simple government of any form could admit to. Ah, it's beautifully written.
Right.
It basically says that when the people are armed, you know, the government isn't so likely to go into tyranny.
I mean, right now in Santa Clara County, they're having the sheriff there is on trial for accepting bribes, and a lot of it has to do with concealed carry permits. She apparently was a hockey fan too. She liked to go to the hockey games. She accepted a lot of gifts from the hockey company or the hockey guy who I don't know what his position was with the I think it's the San Jose Sharks, but. He would loan her his box and everything, and he got a concealed carry permit. And they noticed in the grand jury that it was only VIPs that were getting them, only the well-heeled. Versus, that was a significant thing to put out there in the public.
It is, this is a pattern. This isn't unusual or rare. I mean, there was a case, I think it was a couple of years ago, where in New York City, somebody got into trouble because they were figuring out ways to get money to the powers that be that gave out concealed carry permits, and then their clients were much more likely to get a permit than those who had not paid up. And it's having the ability to defend yourself is a valuable thing, and I'm not surprised that people are willing to... give something of value in order to get that. It's a real problem in these May issue states where somebody in power gets to decide if you get a permit or not, based pretty much on their subjective idea of what they think about you. And it's real clear, we've seen lots of evidence that if you're the wrong, color or the wrong political persuasion or the wrong sex, you don't tend to get permits of people who are the right color, the right sex, the right political persuasion, and particularly those that have money and power.
Hang on there for me, if you would, Dean. We're coming up on the first break, and this stuff is all at AmmoLand.com with Dean. Nearly 1,900 articles now waiting for you, covering the entire spectrum of the gun culture, the gun world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I heard what you were saying when we're talking about this, about people, the leftists do law and everything. And, you know, they've taken and charged the adults or the parents of this kid in the Oxford, Michigan shooting. But while they, at the same time, they've charged him as an adult. And one of the things that I think about, when you think about if they're going to extend that and actually turn this into a precedent to where they can do that, whose kids get in more trouble, Caucasians or black and brown? And this is, I mean, it's an interesting point when you're talking about what you're talking about, where they can't basically defend themselves. At the same time, they're also looking to create another way to go after people. And do you believe, and I'm curious about this, if they take a 15-year-old and charge him as an adult, unless he got some sort of support or aiding or accessory thing to put on the parents, do you think the parents should actually get charged?
Well, the history of this is that we used to hold parents accountable for their children's actions.
Right.
Because they were minors and they were not adults, and somebody had to be held accountable. And usually it wasn't in cases of extreme criminality, but, you know, if they committed vandalism and they had property damage, things like that, the parents would have to pay the damages. And to some extent, it's still there. But we started holding parents less accountable and children less accountable, too, you know, in the 1920s when we started passing laws that said we will treat minors, children, differently than we'll treat adults. And early on in the Republic, if a child committed a murder, they were treated the same as an adult. There was no provision in the law to treat them differently because of their age. So the problem for me is not so much that we hold parents to some account for what their children do. It's that we don't really apply the rule of law. We apply the rule of how does it benefit me or my tribe or the agenda that I'm trying to pursue, rather than is it just? Is it equality before the law? And we certainly do not see equality before the law in the case of the Michigan school shooting. We had a school shooting down in Texas. I think it was just within a couple of weeks of the Michigan shooting, in which four people were shot. In that case, the shooter was 18, so they were legally an adult. But they're out on bond, on much lower bond than what we see in Michigan. Fortunately, nobody in the Texas shooting died, but there were several severely injured in critical condition. And the shooter there claimed self-defense. And the shooter there, was of one of the preferred colors in the racial spectrum. And so it appears they are not held to the same standard when the media deems that it's not a good idea to hold them to the same standard. So what we have is that the people on the left, and I think that's a reasonably good description, you call them progressives or people who promote the CRT theory or things like that, they don't really believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in equality before the law. They believe in pursuing their agenda. And does this action push the agenda we want to have pushed, or doesn't it? And the effect that it has on an individual is of secondary concern, if any concern at all. It's how does it gain us more power, and not about is it just. So that's my view on this unequal treatment before the law.
Well, in any event, it seems to all be coming to a head.
Oh, it does. This is we live in very interesting times. You know that old joke about curse and interesting times.
Yeah, I heard something in the news earlier where they were talking about some of these people are bringing suits in places like California because they're tired of seeing people move out of California, go to Texas to try to live a normal life. And I've been waiting to see if that actually happened. I've heard that, you know, you know people in the gun industry that have said, well, I'm never leaving California because it's my home. Okay.
Right.
But make it a better place. Make it a better place to be. I know it's an uphill fight in California, no doubt about it, but hey.
It is. It's California. There's Victor David Hansen, I think, wrote a great piece in which he compared California to the Old South. And he says California and New York and a couple other states are becoming like the Old South was before the Civil War. They're virtually hereditary aristocracies with small numbers of very wealthy people who control the power and the votes and the elections, and large numbers of poor people who are poorly educated and don't have much say in what goes on. And that seemed a pretty reasonable way to look at it.
Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know, you know, politically, I think some people are getting fed up about what's going on in California, but many people are just leaving, as you said, because it's easier to leave than to try to change a state where the political power is so concentrated in so few hands, in which almost all of the media lies inside those hands.
Well,
is controlled by them.
Yeah, the media, but I think I'm going to take the first chance I get. I'm going to go out there and start looking at everybody's ratings, and because I don't look at that kind of stuff most of the time. But I'm going to look at it because while they may have the media, that don't mean much if nobody's watching it. So I want to find out if anybody's watching it. We're heading into the next break. Dean publishes primarily now at Ammoland.com. And Ammoland.com is the biggest website of its type in the world, cracking the top 1,000 on the planet. And Dean is the biggest, most prolific writer there. So that tells you about Dean and where he stands. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has a new strategy to keep children in the classroom using increased COVID-19 testing. In the face of many school districts going virtual to avoid spreading the Omicron variant, the move will use a test-to-stay approach. Previously, unvaccinated students who had close contact with a peer who was COVID-19 positive were required to quarantine. The defense for Kim Potter, the ex-Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter, Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead when he resisted arrest. While testifying, Potter broke down on the stand.
I was very distraught. I just shot somebody. I've never done that.
USA Radio News. schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options, but a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out. DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Well, since we were talking about California, we could talk about Governor Newsom of that state.
Let's talk about Gavin. Yeah. I refer to him as Brill Cream.
Yeah, a lot of people do. He certainly does seem to have his coiffure very well kept all the time. So, anyway, he made a sort of a weird threat that if the Supreme Court didn't act the way he wanted it to, he would try to use the same sort of tactics that are put forward in a recent Texas law on abortion against the Second Amendment, particularly manufacturers and distributors of guns and gun parts. And it's really kind of a weird take because the Supreme Court wasn't even considering the constitutionality of abortion in the case that he referred to, where the Texas law was considered. They were considering whether or not the people who filed the lawsuit had standing in that case. And it's a very unusual enforcement mechanism in the Texas law where the people are asked or allowed or incentivized to enforce the Texas law with private lawsuits. And this is something that many people find questionable, and I'd have to say that I find it a little questionable myself. It's a weird way to enforce the law, but we should remember that this enforcement mechanism was given to us by leftists. They have been using it for decades in the EPA cases, in labor cases, in any of the what they want to have done. And leftist organizations have grown fat and prosperous on the money that they get from these cases in civil lawsuits, basically to prevent ordinary people from doing things that make lives better for everybody. Normally you have these sue and settle cases, which President Trump, to his great credit, by executive order, said we will not have any of those. You won't be allowed to have them, and that's one of the things that the current President Biden eliminated very quickly. In the first few days, he eliminated and reversed the executive order on sue and settle. And sue and settle works this way. You have people in an agency. We'll use the EPA because I said it, and it's a common one, in which they want to have a certain kind of action made illegal or to be stopped. So they get with their friends in an activist organization, and they basically hammer out this as a plan. And they probably don't have emails explicitly saying this, and they maybe just met in a bar and talked about things off the record. But the way it works is the extremist agency, organization, such as I would say maybe the Center for Biological Diversity or something like that. Because we want to stop something. So how can we get money out of it? Well, we will sue some agency, like maybe the EPA, and say, you can't allow these people to do this. You're not enforcing the law the way we want you to enforce it. And then the EPA, people in the EPA who are like-minded, will say, oh, we're being sued. How horrible. Let's settle this case. So then they will get with their people in the extremist organization and say, well, let's give you the regulatory mechanism you want. We'll make it illegal for people to do the things you don't want them to do, and we'll give you a ton of money also, and all we have to do is have the judge put a stamp on it, and we don't have to follow the rules for passing a regulation. We don't have to get the legislature to act. It's law of the land by judicial decree because you and I agree. And that's the way they have done it for decades. And now that Texas legislators have figured that, hey, maybe we could use something like that to stop abortion, suddenly it's extremely controversial and not a good thing. But it's very clear that it was the left who pushed this idea of using private lawsuits as a way of preventing individuals from doing things they don't want to do through regulatory agencies that started the whole issue. And then there's the big thing, of course, is that our whole tort system was radically, radically changed in the 1960s and early 70s. Previous to that, the philosophy was that lawsuits are bad things. They consume a lot of energy and a lot of valuable assets, and they're not good. We should try to discourage lawsuits generally. And through a number of mechanisms, that was what was done. But in the late 60s, early 70s, some leftist lawyers started putting out the philosophy, well, look, you know, if somebody's hurt, somebody has to pay for it. And it's not just if the person who was hurt is the one who has to pay for it, because it might not have been any of their fault. So there's other people that could pay for it. You know, some rich people could pay for it, or the society at whole could pay for it. But there's no reason to have the person that happened to pay for it, because it wasn't their fault. So we'll take somebody else whose fault it wasn't and make them pay. I mean, that doesn't really make sense either, unless you assume that everything is somebody's fault in some way or another. But the universe has a lot of randomness in it, and sometimes things just happen.
Yep.
And so that's how the law was changed, along with some other things. And they made the tort system into a mechanism for what they considered to be social justice. And it's why we have many, many horrible results in society today, and many people unwilling to do things which were otherwise considered common and rewarding, but are no longer allowed because the threat of a lawsuit is heavy-handed and ever-present. So I don't think that this threat by Governor Newsom is much of a threat because, first off, the Supreme Court has not decided whether this mechanism in the Texas law is constitutionally allowed or not. They're in the process of doing that. And the Roe v. Wade has virtually no originalist or textualist support.
I'll tell you what, hang on right there. You're getting into my territory that I want to go with yet. Hang on for me if you would, because we're going to go that way in the next segment. You can find this on the pages at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. SkyTruly.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Time on the firing line from the guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years, supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking to Dean Weingarten. We just got into the meat of the bones, or the meat of the subject, rather. Because Gavin Newsom is taking something that is not actually the way he says it is, and he wants to use it to impose more gun control in a state that has more gun control than anybody that I know of in the United States, except maybe Jersey and New York City, New York State. And you had just gotten to the part about abortion and the fact that there's really nowhere in the Constitution that addresses abortion.
Correct. Now, I had looked at this a little bit from a legal perspective because I thought maybe if you're looking for a right to abortion, you could find it in the 9th and 10th Amendment somewhere. But the problem with that is that abortion was illegal in virtually all the original colonies. And so it would have had, you'd have to say that the 9th and 10th Amendments somehow created a new right where none existed or was seen to exist. And they did this, you know, without ever explicitly mentioning it. And so I don't think the 9th or 10th Amendments would be a valid way to find a right to abortion in the Constitution. And so you're left with, where does it come from? And it's something that was just created in out of almost thin air. It just didn't exist before then. And it appears to be that it's pushed by the theory or the idea that primarily there is no God. Or if there is a God, he doesn't care anything about abortion. And because the U.S. was based on Judeo-Christian theology, I mean, that was the primary worldview of the vast majority of people in the United States at the time. And since the Bible is rather explicit that a human life starts before birth, it just wasn't something that was considered acceptable when the Constitution was written. But when you come to the worldview that there is no God and that a human can do anything they want to without any consequences outside of what the state does to them or other people, perhaps, then you get this pre-Christian kind of theology or worldview, which says, well, you know, the small humans don't have any rights because they don't have any power. So, if you want to kill children or children that aren't born yet, that's okay. They don't have any power, so they can't do anything to you, so go ahead. And I think that's the philosophical basis for it.
Right. But
and some of it is, too, that the powers that be want absolute sexual license to do whatever they want. I mean, because you could easily say, well, if a woman doesn't want to have kids, they just can abstain from sex. If they just don't have sexual congress with a male, then they can't get pregnant. Or they don't want to become pregnant, they just won't become pregnant if they just abstain. And, that argument is seldom brought up. And when it is, they say, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? No, we can't do that. We have to be able to have sex with anybody, anytime, anywhere, anytime we want. Why, that's the most important thing there is in life. That's the essence of what I see in the argument anyway.
Right.
Sex without consequences. And,
well, I mean, it has, it, you know, the thing that kills me about the left is that they're ready to contradict themselves on a moment's notice.
Oh, absolutely.
Because on the one hand, right, on the one hand, it's okay to kill a baby in vitro because it's just a clump of cells. While at the same time, it's illegal to kick a pregnant woman in the stomach, because if you kill both of them, you're going to be charged with two murders. That's item number one.
Right.
Item number two. On the one hand, they don't want people to have guns to defend themselves against adults, which leaves them very vulnerable. But they see nothing wrong with going after the most vulnerable.
Well, I'll add this. Or everybody should have the right to have a doctor help them commit suicide.
Sure.
But they should never be allowed to have a gun to commit suicide.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, let's not leave out the COVID vaccine. I mean, you can't, in Germany right now, you know, you can't be, they will not assist you with your suicide if you don't have the COVID vaccine. Did you know that? Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, I heard that, and it seemed like, you know, it's kind of weird. Like,
that's
we
great.
Have to give a medical treatment to somebody who's scheduled to be executed in a couple days.
Right. Right. Like a liver transplant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, they're always willing to contradict themselves, and it's the COVID vaccine part, what I was getting to is they're trying to make that's all the COVID vaccine and the mask. I look at all of this as sort of an information operation they're trying to see how much compliance they can get out of it. Because they know that the vaccine doesn't do it all. They know it's not complete. So, and one of them got out the other day, admitted the quiet part out loud, where they said, well, if you've had COVID and the vaccine, you don't need any boosters.
Right.
But, you know, they're pushing boosters now, too. So it's interesting to watch the left, because have you ever seen a helicopter when it's spinning up and then it loses balance on the rotor? And it starts to shake itself apart.
Yeah, actually, I have seen that.
That's what they remind me of when they start getting into this kind of stuff, to where they're basically tearing up all of their own arguments from inside.
But you're hit it on the head. They don't care about consistency. They don't believe in the truth. They claim that objectivity and reason are tools of oppression in the hands of whiteness. so they really don't care about objectivity. It's a question of, does this get us what we want? And what they want varies a little bit from time to time, but it basically all comes down to is, how does this get us more power, or does this impede our desire for more power? And so if you look at it from that viewpoint, it becomes much more consistent. You know, maybe we have to claim that this is bad now to get power, but tomorrow we might have to claim it's good to get power.
Right.
Both times, we're doing it to get power.
That's the only consistent part.
That's how I see it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I end the show the way I ended. I always say it's never about gun control, it's about total control. They want total control, no doubt about it. Anyway. We're about to run out of time. First things first, if I don't say it before the end of the year, I want to thank you for all of the collaborations we have done in 2021.
Yes, and I wish to wish that everyone will have a Merry Christmas if we don't get together before Christmas.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. And I don't know what next week holds. I don't know what the schedules are going to be or anything, but I will let you know this weekend.
Very good.
So anyway, thank you for joining me tonight, sir.
It is always a pleasure.
Back again on Monday, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.